Connecticut is vaccinating residents for COVID-19 at one of the fastest rates in the country. But people of color are falling behind in the state's rollout. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports on how a neighborhood canvassing initiative launched in New Haven this weekend is aiming to change that.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You're recognized.
Volunteers are slowly filing into the main lobby of Fairhaven Community Health Center on Grand Avenue. They check in at the door and then move along to different stations for supplies. Those would be clipboards, bags of new surgical masks, and hand sanitizer.
So the masks are to hand out as they're knocking on doors. The hand sanitizers for the volunteers themselves to sort of keep up on that front.
That's Rose Pudlin, who oversees the health center's COVID-19 vaccine clinic at Wilbur Cross High School. She's handing out t-shirts that say Vaccinate Fairhaven.
All right, I'm getting you guys 3 shirts, right? Small. Medium.
More than 200 people will come through the lobby. They've all offered to walk door to door throughout Fairhaven and register age-eligible residents for COVID-19 vaccine appointments. It's a low-income neighborhood with a majority Black and Latino population. It also has a significant undocumented immigrant community. Kika Mato says Fairhaven has also been one of the hardest hit areas throughout the pandemic.
Connecticut has failed Black and brown communities when it comes to COVID, and we're going to move, we're going to fight, and we're going to make sure that we protect our communities.
Matos is a community organizer and immigration and justice activist. She said when the health center began offering COVID-19 vaccines, appointments were being taken by white, wealthier residents who were driving in from the suburbs. That left fewer options for the people who live in Fairhaven. That's when Matos, health providers, and other community leaders decided to do something about it.
We come to you. We give you an appointment. We will offer you a free ride if you need a ride. If you are homebound, we will come to you. So we were just thinking about how do we clear the road and how do we make sure that everybody in our neighborhood gets vaccinated.
Volunteers are covering 70 blocks of the city to reach more than 5,600 households. Dr. Marcella Nunez-Smith joined volunteers Saturday. She's a professor of medicine and epidemiology at Yale School of Medicine and recently became co-chair of President Joe Biden's coronavirus task force.
I think this is a model in the country. You know, people have to get the information they need to get vaccinated, but we also have to address those structural barriers.
Those barriers include language differences. The state's vaccine administration management system is mainly offered in English, which can be difficult for Spanish speakers. Some households lack internet access. Residents may not have cars and therefore can't attend drive-through sites.
Before we have any other conversations about things like vaccine acceptance or confidence, we have to make sure we have taken care of all the things that keep people from connecting with vaccine.
That's what Abby Storch and Armando Ganaglia are volunteering to do. They live in Fairhaven and both speak Spanish. Storch says she's anticipating that people will have questions about the actual vaccines.
So I think the hope is to assure people and reassure them that it's safe, it's been vetted, you know, it's good, it's effective, it's a good thing to do.
The couple signed up to cover 2 blocks of houses on Lombard Street. Not everyone is home on this Saturday, but some people come to the door when Storch knocks.
Hi. We are volunteers with Vaccinate Fairhaven, which is an organization that's aiming to schedule appointments, vaccine appointments, for everybody in this neighborhood. We also live in Fairhaven. So we are wondering if anybody in this household is 55 or over and has yet to schedule an appointment.
Well, I need an appointment. Yeah, there's like 3 people there.
Okay.
The volunteers set everyone up for vaccine appointments this week. Then they try next door.
Hi. Hola. Hola. ¿Español o inglés?
Español.
Okay, perfecto.
¿Tiene un minuto para hablar?
Sí, dígame.
Okay.
Nosotros estamos aquí con la organización Vacunar Fairhaven.
Oh, ya me puse.
¿Ya lo tiene?
Ayer, sí.
Qué bueno.
The woman happily tells the pair she's already been vaccinated and lives with 2 young sons. Storch and Ganaglia move on. Volunteers say they'll revisit households over the next couple weeks to reach residents who become eligible for vaccines as the state opens it up to more age groups. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.